KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Jeff Behrens of Stifel Investments. And at 7:06, we have a mostly cloudy sky, and it's currently 34 degrees. We look for it to be cloudy today with a chance of light rain this afternoon. A high around 40 with winds east at 10 to 20 miles per hour, and a rain changing to light snow overnight with a low of 29. There is a winter weather advisory that's now in effect for Sac, Crawford, and Carroll counties in our listing area that also was expanded early this morning to Harrison and Shelby counties. Anywhere from 1 to 3 inches of snow is possible along the advisory area, as well as winds gusting up to 40 miles per hour. That advisory is in effect from now until midnight tonight for Harrison and Shelby counties, and from noon today until 6 a.m. Saturday for those counties along and north of Highway 30. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. A man from Nebraska was injured during a single vehicle rollover accident late Thursday morning in Pottawatomie County. State Patrol says 66-year-old Russell Gillespie of Bellevue, Nebraska, was driving a 2008 Jeep Liberty SUV eastbound on Interstate 880 at around 11:15 a.m. Gillespie left the interstate at exit 8 and went out of control on the curve. The Jeep entered a ditch and rolled multiple times. Gillespie, who was wearing a seatbelt, was trapped in the vehicle and extricated through the use of mechanical means by the Neola Fire Department personnel. He was then transported to the UNMC in Omaha by Neola Fire and Rescue. Officials with Cass Health and Atlantic have announced that the Atlantic Medical Center is moving into the first half of their new clinic space beginning today and continuing tomorrow. During the move, limited appointments will be available. Beginning on Monday, December 13th, the new clinic will be open to patients. Construction on the second half of the clinic will begin immediately and is expected to last through the summer of 2022. Elsewhere in the news, an Iowa man has pleaded guilty to misbranding an injectable vitamin solution as a weight loss drug. O.K. Henderson reports.
Court documents indicate 46-year-old Brady Tomlinson of Des Moines sold an injectable vitamin B12 solution online starting in 2015. 19 months later, the Food and Drug Administration notified him he was violating federal law by selling the product without a valid prescription. Records show Tomlinson shut down his business, then created a new website to sell the same kind of misbranded B12 injections for 28 more months. A special agent in the Food and Drug Administration Kansas City office says selling prescription drugs online with no medical supervision can cause serious harm and put the purchaser's health at risk.
Tomlinson pleaded guilty to a felony charge of selling a misbranded drug across state lines with the intent to defraud or mislead. The Glenwood Police Department on Thursday reported two recent arrests. On Wednesday, 38-year-old Kevin Wentz of Pacific Junction was arrested for OWI third offense. His cash or surety bond was set at $1,000. And Thursday, 41-year-old Michael Davis of Omaha was arrested in Glenwood for possession of a controlled substance and possession of drug paraphernalia. His bond was set at $1,300. Sheriff's officials in Mills County on Thursday said there have been four arrests over the past nearly 36 hours. Tuesday afternoon, 23-year-old Blaine Michael Clark of Omaha was arrested at the Lancaster County, Nebraska jail on a Mills County warrant for driving while barred. And nearly 2 hours later, 44-year-old Edward Leon Milton was arrested in Mills County for theft in the first degree and open container. The bonds for both men was set at $10,000 each. Wednesday night, 27-year-old Asia Clarice Liebert of Bellevue, Nebraska, and Justin Kyle Valentine of Council Bluffs were arrested in Mills County following a traffic stop on Bungie Avenue. Liebert was charged 2 counts of possession of a controlled substance. Valentine was charged 3 counts possession of a controlled substance and 5 counts of failure to affix a drug tax stamp. His total bond was set at $47,000, while bond for Liebert was set at $2,000. The Iowa Division of Criminal Investigation this morning identified the subject involved in the officer-involved shooting that occurred on Wednesday in Iowa Falls. Authorities said 35-year-old Jared Rizzius of Eldora was identified as the person who died in an autopsy that was completed by the state medical examiner. Officials had said earlier that at a little after 7 a.m. Wednesday, Iowa Falls Police, Hardin County Sheriff's deputies, and the State Patrol responded to a request for assistance from a female regarding a man that was stalking her by following her in his vehicle. The two had a previous relationship. Officers responded to the area of Siloam Avenue and River Street in Iowa Falls and witnessed Rizzius strike the female's vehicle with his vehicle. They ordered the man out of his vehicle, but he refused and displayed a shotgun. Rizzius refused additional commands and attempted to flee the scene when he was shot by officers. He later died from his injuries. The incident remains under investigation by the Iowa Division of Criminal Investigation. The Ankeny-based Casey's convenience store chain reports continued recovery from the pandemic slowdown, despite some continuing challenges. Company President Darren Rebellas gave an update on Wednesday on the second quarter results during a conference call with reporters.
Diluted earnings per share were $2.59 per share, and while down from the prior year, we're still impressive in the wake of the extremely challenging retail operating environment that we're currently facing. Total gross profit dollars of $718 million was an all-time high for the second quarter.
He told investors they were still able to keep moving in a positive direction during the quarter.
We experienced increased guest counts and positive same-store fuel volumes. We maintained or grew our margins inside the store while dealing with a myriad of product and inflationary challenges.
Rebellas says supply chain issues were one of the biggest challenges.
While our self-distribution model helped mitigate some supply chain challenges, we most acutely felt product availability challenges in the prepared foods category during the quarter. At various times during the quarter, and sometimes for nearly the entire quarter, we were out of stock with key items such as donuts, fountain beverage cups, and chicken.
Rebellas says increases were offset by higher operating expenses, higher wage rates, and credit card fees, along with the addition of 161 additional stores. He said the company implemented selective price increases to offset inflationary pressures throughout the business. That's a check of the news. I'm Rick Hansen reporting. KJAN News brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stifel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500.